Welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin Powers. This week on DeveloperWorks, we talk about what it means to become a DB2 professional and how you can get certified. But first, let's look at some of the other new content on DeveloperWorks this week.
IBM Smart Cloud Enterprise version 2.2 introduces a number of new features available for users through the solution portal's graphical user interface, or GUI, and application programming interfaces, APIs. Andrew Hopp and Jeff Klink have just published an article called New APIs in IBM Smart Cloud Enterprise 2.2 that demonstrates how to implement common use cases in user management, guest messaging, service offering management, service instance management, and storage unit provisioning. The article offers a range of API code samples using REST, curl, and command line interfaces, as well as PHP and Java code. Many organizations are starting to deploy NoSQL databases like MongoDB due to their ability to handle large volumes of data at very high rates. But these new classes of databases have all the same security requirements that SQL databases have because they can include data that's just as sensitive. A team of IBMers and TenGen, the company that makes MongoDB, have recently certified InfoSphere Guardium for monitoring and securing MongoDB. In this article series, the authors introduce the key concepts of MongoDB, discuss the benefits of using InfoSphere Guardium with it, and guide you through the deployment decisions that you'll need to make to take advantage of this solution. Managing and balancing workloads can be crucial for enterprise-critical message infrastructures. Rahul Gupta and Devapriya Selvarajan have just published an article series called Load Balancing WebSphere Message Broker HTTP Traffic that shows you how to use the new features of WebSphere Message Broker version 8 to automatically generate load balancing configuration files for the IBM HTTP server and the Apache HTTP server. This two-part series shows you step-by-step instructions for generating the right load balancing policy.
Don't forget that you can get to all of those items at the show's homepage at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. My guest on DeveloperWorks this week is Roger Sanders. He is a principal solutions architect at EMC, and he's also a certified DB2 professional. Roger's been working with DB2 for Linux, Unix, and Windows ever since it was introduced on the personal computer back in the days of OS2. He's also helped write more than 20 certification exams for DB2 for Linux, Unix, and Windows. Roger, welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. First things first, what does it mean to be a certified DB2 professional?
Well, thank you, Calvin, for having me. For some time, certification has been a popular trend in the IT industry. And today, many hardware and software vendors have certification programs in place that are designed to evaluate an individual's proficiency with one or more of their products. IBM is no exception. In fact, they have over 250 different certifications to choose from. So being a DB2 professional, or being a DB2 certified professional, means that you know enough about DB2 that you've been able to pass one or more certification exams that have been created specifically for a particular role. For example, you might be a certified database associate, you might be a certified database administrator, or you might be a certified database application developer.
So, Roger, why do IT professionals want to become certified?
Well, there are a variety of reasons. Some do it to demonstrate the depth of their knowledge about a particular product. Some do it for the feeling of pride and satisfaction that comes from mastering the test material. And others do it because they believe that being certified will lead to a pay raise, a promotion, or some type of new job opportunity. When I first started pursuing DB2 certification, I was looking to differentiate myself from my coworkers. No one in my department held any certifications of any kind, so it was quite an accomplishment for me to come back from my IDEC conference as a certified DB2 application developer. Later on in my career, my certifications have helped me change jobs, and today they lend credibility when I engage with customers who want to know how they can use EMC technology to enhance or improve their DB2 database environments. It also turns out if I'm existing several IBM certifications, EMC can get a discount on their partner or account price. So there's an advantage there as well.
As I understand, there are actually multiple DB2 certifications that people can get, and you laid them all out in your DeveloperWorks article. Can you tell us a little bit more about how your article is organized?
Sure. The title of my article is DB2 10.x Certification, Everything You Need to Know. And as the name implies, it covers everything you could possibly want to know about DB2 10 and DB2 10.1 certification. As you may or may not know, DB2 10 deals with DB2 for ZOS, and DB2 10.1 is for Linux, Unix, and Windows. So the article begins by talking about whether or not certification is worth the effort and telling you what you can realistically expect certification to do for you. Then it covers the different DB2 10.x certification roles available, and it walks you through the steps you need to follow in order to take any of the certification exams that IBM offers. Next, it tells you what the exams are like, and it takes you behind the scenes to show you exactly how the DB2 certification exams are developed. Finally, it gives you some ideas on how to prepare for a certification exam, and it offers some tips on things you can do to minimize your cost.
One of the things I liked about the article is that you have some guidance on how to prepare for the mechanics of the exam and score as highly as possible. Can you tell us a little bit more about that section of the article?
Sure. There are basically four ways to prepare for a DB2 certification exam. First and foremost, I would say, is to get some hands-on experience with DB2. If you have a DB2 environment set up at work, ask your manager if you can spend some time on the system practicing for DB2 certification. Better yet, downloading and install DB2 Express C at no charge and run it on your own Windows or Linux computer. In fact, at my home, I'm running a DB2 on a 64-bit Dell box that I play with. Once you've got DB2 installed, take a look at some of the objectives that have been identified for the exam you want to take, and get some experience in that area. For example, on the database administrator certification exam, there may be a session talking about backup and recovery. With your DB2 Express C environment, try to backup and restore database using the DB2 backup and recovery commands. The second thing you might look at is a good DB2 certification exam study guide. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of DB2 10 certification study guides available right now. I'm actually working on one trying to finish it up. It'll be available later this year. And I know of another certification exam that's in a study guide that's in the works, and it might be out sometime next year. But there's a lot of DB2 9 certification book out. And you'll see that there's not a lot of significant changes between version 9 versus version 10, as far as the basic questions go. So those are some starting points. One important thing you can do is take a look at some of the practice exams. When we create the actual DB2 certification exams, we also develop a practice exam, and IBM makes this exam available on their certification website for $30 US. Taking a practice exam will help you get a feel for the types of questions you can expect to see on the actual exam, and it will show you what a certification exam looks like. So that's an excellent way to prepare for a certification exam. And finally, take advantage of IBM's free study resources. There are some certification exam preparation tutorials available on DeveloperWorks website, and there's also a lot of information in the DB2 Information Center. And there's several IBM Red Books that you can use to prepare for certification exams. And the nice thing about all of these resources are they're free of charge, so they can help you keep your certification costs at a minimum.
Thanks, Roger. I know a lot of people are nervous about taking exams, so I'm sure that information will help put them at ease as they get ready for the exam. Again, don't forget that you can get the link to Roger's article and all the other articles we mentioned on this episode at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. We'll see you next week on DeveloperWorks.